how have you seen your guys kind of improve over the last 5 weeks or so?
The wide receiver groups worked really hard. They've asked, you know, everything that we've asked them to do on the practice field, they've tried to do. I think it's an ongoing process. They're continuing to work hard, and we really like the group that we have in the room.
How much does Edelman's stability up top kind of help the rest of the group?
Edelman's been very steady for us. He's not only provided, you know, consistent play on the field, but he's also provided us with good leadership amongst our receiver group, which has been very beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Where is Aaron at right now? In terms of, I know it was a tough offseason in terms of the injury, but now seeing him as being healthy and active.
Aaron, day to day, has been working really hard. He's making progress. As we tell all our players on our roster, at some time everybody's going to have the opportunity to contribute or they wouldn't be here, and that's the mindset that he's had every day.
Has LaFell sort of, I guess, his emergence sort of pushed Aaron back a little bit in terms of playing time?
Yeah, I think that whenever a player, especially a first-year player, whether it's a veteran or rookie, comes in and plays well, it kind of raises the expectation level and the standard in the room. So I think the competition has been very good for not only Aaron but our other receivers. And Brandon LaFell has certainly come in and showed a lot of the things that we knew he had, which is toughness. His work ethic is unbelievable. He's certainly made some plays on the field with the ball in his hands, which has been great for our offense. So I think that when Brandon came in, it raised the level of our group when he played well.
He was very open and upfront in the spring, saying it's going to be a transitional process for him coming from a different system in Carolina to a different system here.
Right.
What's his overall, you touched on it a little bit, but what's his overall evolution been like to this point?
Yeah, his transition has been good, and I think it's been good because of his overall work ethic. This guy's got a tremendous work ethic on the field. I think he sets a standard for our other guys. I think that he works really hard at getting better. He works hard at trying to be on the same page with the quarterback, as do all our players, but I think Brandon's come in and showed a degree of toughness, a degree of work ethic that you really want in a player.
How did things change for you guys in that room when KT left?
You know, any time you lose a player, you know, we just got to step up. And I think that, you know, it wasn't, you know, our guys do a good job of, the guys that we have in the room do a good job of working hard and understanding that their opportunity is real close always. So they do a good job of that.
Is the bye week a good thing for you guys right now just to kind of heal up, or do you wish it kind of came at a different time with some of the momentum you guys have built?
So I think that we're going to, you know, we'll utilize the bye week like we have in the past to really try to improve our football team. You know, it's a time where the players can get rest, but it's also a time that I know from a receiver standpoint, we have some targets that we're going to try to really improve on and use these days with the players really to try to improve and not stay the same.
This might be a dumb question, I don't know, but do you get much work with Gronkowski or Tim Wright because they have some receiving responsibilities?
I don't. Brian Dable does a great job of working with those guys as the position coach for the tight end. So I have only exclusively, you know, worked with the receivers, and obviously Coach Dable does a great job with those guys.
So it wasn't a dumb question?
Yes. No, it wasn't. It really wasn't a dumb question, because I tell you this, because that's something that always comes up. And in the past, you know, there's been times where we have worked with those guys. They'll come over and do drills with us and vice versa, you know, where we'll send the receivers down to the tight end coach and they'll work on blocking. So no, I mean, it's something that comes up where there is some exposure to those guys. You know, so no, that's not a dumb question at all.
In kind of that same vein, how has Darrell and Brandon maybe improved or done when it comes to working with the wide receivers? I always think back to the time when Randy was here.
Right.
A lot of the defensive backs said, you know, Moss was a great teacher in a lot of different levels.
Right.
Have you seen any of that from...
Absolutely. I mean, Darrell Revis has been a great teammate to us from a defensive standpoint. He has had great communication with our wide receivers. I think Brandon LaFell has done the same for them defensively. They really are great professionals, great teammates, and I'm glad to have them on our team.